RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea. RV, un lugar interactivo diseñado por la Vicerrectoría de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas que propone un ambiente virtual de encuentro y emisión donde lo nacional y global tiene cabida en cada una de sus franjas.
It's called My Heart.
During this year, we have been in different places and schools around Santander. We have known excellent students and excellent teachers. Now, in this month, in the different radio programs, we are going to listen to our dear students speak about different topics. We are going to know about Barranca Bermeja, its people's life, the culture, holidays, and places to visit. Also, we traveled around Girón, one of the most beautiful towns in Santander and in Colombia. Girón, we are going to know about the plants, economy, and the special places to take photos or relating with your relatives and friends. And the students are going to tell us about themselves, their hobbies, and leisure activities. You are going to listen to other students speaking about the world history, like Cleopatra, writing in ancient India, the story about Superman, hamburgers, and of course, we are going to know about animals, like camels, giraffes, and others. And we are celebrating an important mundial event. Remember, the FIFA World Cup 2010. For this reason, some students are going to speak us about that amazing celebration and football players of another time and who are playing today. I invite you to miss a second because the students in Santander have been preparing different topics. They are learning English and they want to show us. Along this trip and all Sundays, you will listen to stories from the students of La Salle, Liceo Patria, Real de Mares, Normal Cristo Rey, Roberto García Peña, Miguel Sánchez, Jorge Ardila Duarte, Salesiano, Nacional de Comercio, Instituto Técnico Gabriela Mistral of Florida Blanca, and other schools. Well, I left with these clever teenagers, listen them, enjoying the stories, and living with us these beautiful adventures over the English ways. Okay, this program was made by the students of Jorge Ardila Duarte School. Listen them.
Sing this with me, Chicago.
Interesting topic. We'll be right back.
My name is Jordan Quillones. I am 15 years old. I am studying for Cardinal Art School. This is the fine arts. I play guitar, battery, accordion. I practice BMX, but the most important for me is fish and motocross. Are my hobbies. I practice motocross. The motocross is the best and dangerous sport because you need to make many things and drive a big motorbike. The motocross is very action and fish is quiet. I like fishing, but I don't like eat fish. But I like to eat pizza and drink Coca-Cola. Are my energizer. I was TV alone. My favorite program is El Chavo. So it is me.
Hi, my name is Christian Quintero. I am 14 years old and I study at Jorge Ardila Duarte School. I like to eat hamburger, salad and donuts. And I like to drink water, lemonade and soda. I practice karate 3 times a week and theater 2 times a week. I like read manga and see anime. I like English and my teacher is a good teacher. I like play in my computer and my Wii and listen music and read books like Narnia and Harry Potter. I like go to the cinema 1 time a week. I like terror movies. I like play saxophone, guitar and battery. I like watch TV and my favorite program is Mythbusters for Discovery Channel.
Hello, I am Monica Chia. This is my friend Camila. What is your full name?
My full name is Maria Camila Pacheco.
Where and when you born?
I was born in Bucaramanga in 1996.
Where do you live?
I live in Bucaramanga.
How old are you?
I am 14 years old.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color are black, red, and green.
What is your favorite sport?
I don't have a favorite.
What do you do in your free time?
Draw, read, or study.
Do you like recycle?
Yes, it's very important.
How do you recycle?
Yes, I do. I organize the plastic and paper in different boxes. Recycle is very important because to help the planet.
Well, hello, my name is Julie. I will go to interview you. You show Vienna, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Very good. I will make questions about Santander. I know that today Santander is one of the most visited tourist centers within Colombia, with the majestic Chicamocha Canyon Park, where one of its main attractions is the longest cable car in South America. What are the extreme sports of Santander?
Santander is wonderful. The adventure is real. Paragliding, kayaking, rafting, bungee jumping, and others.
Santander has many segments in your culture. What is your opinion about this?
Santander has diverse cultures that rescue the oldest traditions with the periodic celebration of folk and cultural festivals. In deciding on time to climb down some rivers that are used for shooting and other water attractions.
Santander is already a scenario for the different expression artists. The size is fantastic. It's beautiful colonial place with diversity, agriculture, and also invite those who want to know its history and culture or simple relax. San Gil, Socorro, Barichara, and Bucaramanga, the capital of the department, are all good options for accommodations, but it's necessary that we will know. What is the typical music of Santander?
Well, the typical music of Santander is the same of the Andean region. Among typical examples are the bambuco, pasillo, guabina, and torbellino, played with stringed instruments such as the tiple or guitar, as well as piano.
I want to know what important fairs there are in Santander.
In Vélez, Guabina and Tipu Festival in August 4th. In Piedecuesta, the most important celebration in the whole week. In San Vicente, the music festival in July.
Okay, thank you very much for telling us a little bit for wonder from Santander.
You're welcome.
Time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
nos encontraremos con Sofía para palabrear y acercarnos al mundo de la filosofía.
Así.
Palabras, pensadores, documentos, reflexiones, invitación a eventos se dan cita aquí, en Radio UNAD Virtual, rv.unad.edu.co, todos los viernes de 10 a 10 y 30 de la mañana. Una producción de la Escuela de Ciencias Sociales, Artes y Humanidades. No te lo pierdas. Palabreando con Sofía.
Todo puede acontecer.
Sones, versos, cuentos, poesía y música. Toda la cultura del mundo reunida en una serie de programas realizados por la RV, Radio Universidad Veracruzana de México, en alianza con la RV, Radio UNAD Virtual. Escúchanos todos los martes a las 9:30 de la mañana por la RV para la audiencia global en línea.
We continue here in La Aventura de Inglés.
Octopus is very small, only the size of a golf ball, but its venom is so powerful that can kill a human. Actually, it carries enough poison to kill 26 adult humans within minutes, and there is no antidote. They are currently recognized as one of the world's most venomous animals. Its painless bite may seem harmless, but the deadly neurotoxin begins working immediately, resulting in muscular weakness, numbness, followed by a cessation and breaking of an ultimate deadly. They can be found in tide pools in the Pacific Ocean from Japan to Australia. Marble corn snail. This little beautiful looking marble corn snail can be as deadly as any other animal on this field. One drop of its venom is so powerful that it can kill more than 20 humans. If you ever happen to be in warm, salt weather environment and see it, don't even think of picking it up. Of course, the true purpose of its venom is to catch its prey. Symptoms on a corn snail sting can start immediately or can be delayed in onset for days. It results in intense pain, swelling, numbness, and sickness. Several cases involve muscle paralysis, vision shanks, and breaking failure. There is not antivenom. However, only about 30 human deaths have been recorded from corn snail envenomation.
My heart is yours.
this with me, Chicago.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
No te pierdas todos los martes, cada 15 días, Viva la UNAD, tu programa radial institucional a través de RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para todo el mundo.
El Sol de Iraca brilla para todos, con información,
entretenimiento,
educación y cultura. El Sol de Iraca, desde la ciudad del Sol, capital del Valle de Iraca, martes 5 de la tarde, por Radio UNAD Virtual.
La historia, los hechos, nuestra gente, nuestras costumbres, nuestro hablar, nuestro quehacer, nuestro vivir. Todo esto nos apasiona. Cultura con Pasión. El programa realizado por la UNAD Valledupar. Cultura con Pasión. Lunes, 5 de la tarde, por la RV, tu emisora unadista.
We continue here in La Aventura del Inglés. We hope you are enjoying this radio program. It's really easy to learn about different topics. Please stay with us. And I can do this alone. Stay with me, 'cause this is what I need. The Scorpion. Ugly daily and twice as ugly. The Scorpion is a nasty creature that is probably responsible for more deaths per year than recorded. Due to the isolated places, the hangout, probable lack of access to antivenom. However, out of an estimated 1,500 species of scorpion worldwide, only around 25 are regarded dangerous, responsible for an estimated 800 or 2,000 fatalities a year. Half out in worldwide, particularly Africa, the Americas, and Central Asia. Metal or dispatch. The scorpion paralyzes their prey by pumping deadly venom through the obvious curved stinger and the end of their tails. As with all venom, humans are particularly susceptible if they are allergic. Now, the African spitting scorpion, who scuttles around Africa, is the most venomous, as it is able to spray venom up to a meter. Yeah. Useful avoidance techniques. Scorpions become active at night and lie low during the day, so be sure to check out any bedding, clothing, or anything close to the ground before use. Be vigilant at night and wear thick socks. The boat jellyfish. It has caused at least 5,567 recorded deaths since 1954. Their venom is among the most deadly in the world.
It stops in attack the hair, nervous system, and skin cells. And the worst part of it is jellybot venom is so overpoweringly painful that human victims go in shock, drown, or die of rare failure before ever reaching shore. Survivors experience pain weeks after the contact with both jellies. You have virtually no chance to survive the venom stings, unless freed immediately. After a sting, vinegar should be applied for a minimum of 30 seconds. Vinegar has a acetic acid, which disables the both jelly nematocysts that have not yet discharged into the bloodstream. Wearing pantyhose while swimming is also a good prevention measure, since it can prevent jellies from being able to harm your legs. Jellybots can be found in the waters around Asia and Australia. Poison dart frog. If you really happen to be running through the rainforest somewhere in Central or South America, do not ever pick up these beautiful and colorful frogs. It can be the poison dart frog. This frog is probably the most poisonous animal on Earth. The 2-inch long golden poison dart frog has enough venom to kill 10 adult humans or 20,000 mice. Unlike 2 micrograms of this lethal toxin, is capable of killing a human or other large mammal. They are killed dart frogs because indigenous Amerindians use their toxic secretions to poison the tips or their blood dart. Poison dart frogs keep the poison in their skins and will sicken or kill anybody who touch or eat it. The crocodile. Crocodiles are dreaded prehistoric creatures capable of wreaking a terrible punishment on puny human flesh. North American, Australian, and Nile crocodiles are the most dangerous and probably kill more people yearly than figures show due to the isolated areas where attacks are likely to take place and distance from hell. One meal will keep a crocodile stayed for a good while, so they like to wait in the weather for the perfect time to strike. Responsible for an estimated 600 or 800 fatalities a year. Hands out in Africa and Australia. Method of dispatch. With surfing speeds, crocodiles can launch themselves out of the water like a missile and latch hold of their prey. They then go into a dead roll, spinning the victim around and around to the sorry tape. They'll be listening its chance of escape. Useful avoidance techniques. Extract from the society of stating the obvious. Do not swim in areas where there are crocodiles. It may be hot and you may want to swim, but the croc will see you coming and the red doesn't bear thinking about. If you're unfortunate enough to be grabbed, shoot a screen croc and point. It's time to live. This radio program had been a good experience for you. I had enjoyed a lot listening to students because I think they are really nice, funny, and they have beautiful dreams and hopeful. Listen us all Sundays. Listen these girls and boys. In fact, they are doing this program for you. Excellent week. See you soon. Well,
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.